Welcome to Training Them Wisely. There's a sneaky little deadline coming up on us, April 15th. Taxes, something that honestly stress me out. But we are going to talk to Rebecca, who knows all things tax-wise, bookkeeping, everything else. And she stays calm and sane during the season, even if she is exhausted. But we want to talk about how we talk to our kids about taxes, because it is important as parents that we raise them to know Christian principles behind finances and how to be citizens of the country that they're in. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. My least favorite topic, taxes.
Hi, this is Rebecca Messer. I'm the co-host for the Training Them Wisely podcast with our host, Renee Christensen. Renee speaks at church events and conferences, teaching parents and grandparents how to grow in their walk with the Lord while discipling their children and grandchildren, because authentic, loving discipleship matters. Renee is a best-selling author of the book, Training Them Wisely, Discipling Kids, and has several new Bible study releases designed for the whole family to use together for family devotions, homeschool curriculum, or personal quiet times. These studies cover four age levels: preschool, kids, teens, and adults. Please find, follow, like, and share us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or wherever you're listening and following along. We're glad you're here with us today.
So taxes.
Your favorite topic.
So you know my opinion on taxes. They stress me out just a wee bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because when I was thinking about what I was going to do for a career, I just noticed that when it came to taxes or money, bookkeeping, payroll things, people just tend to get a little bit stressed out about it. And it's, you know, money is very emotional and very emotionally charged for a lot of people. And for whatever reason, like the management, the transactional portion of it just doesn't really faze me. And I really enjoy helping people be able to understand it or help them walk over those emotional bridges in a way that is honoring.
Thank God you do, because that is something that she has done with me, because I come over and I'm like, I got this form. I don't know what it means. Help. And she just very calmly makes the phone calls, works on the computer, and it's amazing. And for me, the reason that it stresses me out, it's not even the money portion, honestly. It's the I'm so clueless portion that stresses me out, because I don't.
And the how to and the technicalities and what does this mean? Like there's a lot of people that they're terrified that they're going to get some kind of communication from the IRS. And after you have engaged with them or departments of revenue for so much, you're like, oh, did you get a love letter from the IRS? And we just, it's very transactional versus the panic that can set in for a lot of people.
And I can vouch for it. You can be very calm with it all. And so, yeah, that's a great thing.
I'm really excited to talk about this today with you, because discipling our kids on the topic of taxes is really important, because we're reflections, especially as Christians, we are reflecting the kingdom. And it's important how we're engaging with things of the citizens in the country that we're in. And one of the things that we have in the United States is, and most countries do, have some form of taxation. And Renee, if you'd read the passage, there's like three places that this situation that Jesus kind of came across when he was having his ministry, because people were constantly trying to trick him up. And one of the tricky topics that was near the top of the list that he was questioned on was taxes. Mm-hmm. And I so appreciate that there's a lot of things in the Bible that people could be like, oh, there's gray, or we don't have a black and white answer from words out of Jesus's mouth directly. Well, taxes is not one of those. So what does Jesus have to say about taxes?
Okay, this is from Mark 12, 13 through 17. And they sent him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, We know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not? But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought one, and he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God." And they marveled at him.
Love that. It's a very clear answer, right? It is. There's not wiggle room there. So some things that, you know, in that passage that are helpful to understand is, one of the phrases is he is not swayed by appearances. So this doesn't just mean the appearances of the possessions that they have. It also meant he's not swayed by the appearance of the facial expressions that they're making. And from working in the tax field, I can tell you people have a lot of facial expressions when it comes to their feelings about taxes. You know, it kind of runs the gamut of people saying that taxation is theft to, "I shouldn't have to do this. This is unfair. I don't have the money for this." Like, just, I mean, it runs, "I don't understand."
Or just fear. Being stressed about it. I mean, the number one of the reasons that I did not want to start training them wisely, honestly, was because of taxes and having to deal with the tax situation. And so,
So appearances, they knew that Jesus was going to give them a straight answer and he wasn't going to be concerned with people's reactions. But the denarius, when he asks them to bring that, for most people, that was a full day's wage. And it was a big deal. And a lot of people in the various regions at that time, they didn't have a lot of money. Fishing was pretty much predominant, fishing, farming. And Jesus very clearly said, "This belongs to Caesar." But then he also immediately in the same sentence said to render to God the things that were due to him. What also is interesting, and Renee, you can give some more historical context here, is Caesar was not running a wholesome government or country. Like, the Roman Empire at that time was not what I think any of us would describe as following biblical or Christian principles.
No, he wasn't. And he was not. So this, and it really does help that it was like that, because he was not a believer in Jesus. He was not following biblical standards. He was not following the morals and laws and rules that were in place by God. And he was, had too much power. He was getting rid of the democracy. He was doing what he wanted to do. So not a good leader at all. And yet, even though he was doing things that were not good, Jesus clearly said, "Render to him what's his, to God what's God's."
And I think most of us could say that in many of the countries that we see around the world right now, a lot of them are not following godly principles in their government decisions. And that did not change Jesus's answer about our responsibility to follow through with our citizenry obligations. But I also love that these two things are attached together. And here's where I think discipleship with our kids and our families really comes in. He says, "Render to Caesar the things that are due to Caesar." But he also says, "Render to God the things that are God's." When we give our taxes, and we're murmuring, we're complaining, we're letting corrupt communication come out of our mouth, that is not honoring to the Lord. And we're not working for men anyway. We're working as to the Lord. And so I fully understand that even as I'm working and that big old chunk is going to come out and go to these tax agencies, I understand I'm not working for my government. I'm not working for even my family. I'm working as to the Lord. Yeah. And he's going to provide what I need. Maybe not always what I want, but he's going to provide what I need.
And we always want to be obedient to what he says to do.
Yes. And so when we're talking about taxes with our kids, our attitude and how we're teaching and training them to approach these topics is important, because that's where the fruit of the Spirit is evident in our lives. And that is what we owe to God, right? We owe him the things that he has called us to do.
Yes.
And the biggest one is love.
Definitely. You know, that is very much so on my heart. And it's what Jesus said is the most important commandment. And really, as we're being obedient to God, we are showing our love to him. So even paying taxes is a way of showing love to God. And whenever we do obey God, we want to do it with a right heart, with a cheerful heart, with a good attitude. And it helps to have someone calming in your life, like Rebecca, whenever you do have to do these things.
Well, and there's so many opportunities here, right? Like, this isn't, depending on how you prepare your taxes, whether you self-prepare or you go to see someone to do them, or you get a love letter from the IRS and all of a sudden you're having to interact with all of these agents or agencies. These are what my dad always would refer to as divine appointments. And you're going to have the opportunity to interact with people who may or may not know the Lord.
That's right.
And how you interact with them can have an impact for the kingdom. I think we see examples over and over again. You have Zacchaeus. He was a corrupt tax collector. He was thieving from the people. He was not handling things right. Thankfully, you know, in the United States, we have ethics boards, and we have, like, there's certifications, and there's a lot of stuff that is helping to kind of keep the guardrails up to make sure that accountants are doing ethical things. But again, human, like, nobody.
I love that you said that as well, because how many times are we thinking, and that really is, that reminds me of, you can't love God and money and don't really put money above God, because how many times in all honesty, that has never crossed my mind. The thought of getting an audit or something like that terrified. I'm just, no, thank you. This has always been my
thing. I mean, nobody wants it. Not, accountants don't want to see him either, because it means more
but work. I've never thought of that as that. You're exactly right. It is a person on the other side of the phone. And what if you can be an influence on them and be showing them God's love? What if you can be, we're supposed to be an ambassador for Jesus. We're supposed to be that light shining. And so in your interactions, rather than if something like that does happen, which hopefully does not happen, but to be able to view it that way, that it is an opportunity as well. And that is the truth. Yeah.
And if you're taking your taxes somewhere to be prepared, there are clients that I have worked with the firm that I'm with for many years. Some for my side business that I do that I've worked with for many years, that some of them are believers, and they are actively praying for me and the team at my firm as we walk through tax season, because it's a stressful season for accountants. Like,
it is.
Yes, it's kind of like a farming season where you make hay while the sun shines, but it's a massive amount of work. Yeah. We're working lots of hours a day. We're doing our best to serve clients.
And it's interesting because it's not like you're actually doing taxes. So that's been interesting to see too, that there's so many other things that you do with the payroll and all of those things that I did not know were going on. So,
yeah. So it's just, you know, there is a person on the other side. The person preparing your taxes is not the government. They're a person. They're working a job. They're trying their best to serve you. And it's, especially if you go back to a place over and over again, as a Christian, ask them, like, hey, I know we don't see each other or talk that often, but what can I be praying for you for? Is there anything on your heart or mind? It's an opportunity to pray with them, for them. You can ask this of people over the phone. It's an opportunity to turn a normal encounter into a kingdom encounter. And if we have a bad attitude and we're displaying that bad attitude with our kids, then they're missing out on this opportunity to engage for the kingdom because they're just stuck on the negative.
They are. I need my kids to listen to this episode. So specifically with children, because I can guarantee you I have not done this well, because taxes, they confuse me. So I like,
but they don't have to.
I like the idea of the interactions and everything, but I also think it's something it would be good to teach your children how to do them.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be self-preparing, have them beside you. I know that Eric, my husband, has worked with my eldest daughter to teach her how to do it. Now, she has more complicated taxes and she's in ministry. And so I know she had to call you to ask a question. But yeah, I think that that's an important part of raising our kids, to teach them the right attitude, the reason that we do it biblically, and also just practically how to do it.
It's important. Teach your kids about budgeting. Teach them about, you know, we have this much cash. There's this much that we need to put towards tithing and giving, because that is something that we're supposed to render to God. This is how much we have to set aside for taxes. This is how much we have to set aside for savings. This is how much we have for food. Like, walk through with them so that they learn how to do those things. And the right attitude to approach them with. Pull out, you can go online and pull off just a simple tax form. It has instructions. Find someone, maybe pull together a class at your church or in a homeschool co-op or a sports team or whatever, and just say, hey, this isn't really taught a whole lot in schools, but I would love to just walk through some basics with you. I talk to people all the time that they're like, I don't want to make more money because then I'm in a higher tax bracket and I'm going to have to pay all that money on all of the money that I've made. And I'm like, whoa, 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 that's not how tax brackets work. You pay so much in the first tax bracket, and then when you bump over, then you pay the higher percentage on just that portion, but you're not paying the higher portion on all of it. And a lot of people don't even understand that. And so they're not pursuing their full potential because they're afraid of what it means financially with taxes. And so it's important for adults, for kids to understand, hey, this isn't something we have to be afraid of. We just need to walk through. I love how you're laughing.
She's talking to me there.
But just to walk through and go, you know, this isn't maybe fun or pleasant, but we have responsibilities, and sometimes you just have to do what you have to do because that's part of what it means to be a responsible human being.
and obedient to God, yeah. Which is what we want to be always. And so that actually did help me with my attitude a little bit, because I have definitely been thinking that it's been self-centered on my part, has been my thinking, because the forms, just, I get them and I'm like, yikes, I read them and I'm like, I don't understand a single word that I'm reading. And then that just causes stress rather than thinking about other people. So,
well, it's the same, like, I don't really understand a lot of, because everybody has their strengths, everybody has their weaknesses. I do not understand a lot of medical things. I have to really fight to push through to try to understand it. And then I can ask you and you're like, oh, it means blah, 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 blah. Or I can, my husband, who's very technical, he's just like, blah, 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 and I'm going, okay, that's great. What does that mean? And so it's important, if you know that something is stressing you out, find someone
that can help.
I guarantee you,
yes,
there's someone in your church, there's someone in your community. And, you know, like all professions, not all accountants are created equal. Some have more people skills than others. But that's in any profession, right? But find someone with that kind of teacher's heart that can walk alongside you with the process. I don't recommend doing this with them January through April or May 15th. Try to do it in like June or July, when there's a little bit of lag time, right? But it doesn't have to be stressful. It's an opportunity for kingdom interaction. And
I think your kids copy what you do. Mm-hmm. And so I do not want them to see me. And I was not stressed about taxes when it was just a job. It's once you're starting your own thing, that it's not the same type of tax situation, and it is more stressful. But it would have been wrong for me to have not done what God was calling me to do, to start writing these books, to do the podcasts and other things, and to be speaking, because of taxes. So, yeah.
And it's, again, truly one of the things that can help a lot of people is just understanding, I'm going to be having kingdom interactions with people that I wouldn't ordinarily cross paths with and just view it as an opportunity. Like, what does God have for me this year? Because the person helping you prepare your taxes, if you're not self-preparing or if you're self-preparing, people have a lot going on, right?
Yeah.
They're stressed out about a lot of things. And so it's an opportunity to be gracious, compassionate, to show the love of Jesus. And, you know, I just want to encourage you as you're discipling your kids on the variety of things. It's tax time. If you haven't filed your taxes by today, when you're listening to this podcast, file an extension so that you've got that covered. But truly, it's an opportunity to disciple our kids. How do we engage in the world while doing it from a Christ-like position? And Jesus was very clear. And so we'll put the references, because there were in three of the Gospels, this situation was mentioned, this one specifically, so that you all can read that and do more research if you want. There's a lot of stuff that you can find online. And I know in an upcoming podcast, we're going to be talking about how do you confront deceptions online, because you have to be discerning. Yes. But dig in and figure out how to make it fun to disciple your kids when it comes to taxes.
Yes, because there is a lot. We were doing research on this, and I was overwhelmed at the amount of information.
It's a hot topic.
So happy tax day. File your extension if you haven't. Talked to your kids about money, budgeting, taxes, all of those things. And really about, because really what's most important is what's eternal. And so I think Rebecca's words about those interactions that you can have as a believer with someone else, that's so much more important.
And as my papa always said, wood, hay, and stubble, it's all going to eventually be gone anyway. Can't take any of it with us. So we can be, you know, responsible, happy citizens now.
Yeah. Happy tax week.
Bye, everyone. Bye, guys.